And it's about $12.7 million in savings for local governments. So that's money that's back in their pockets, not being paid in workers' comp premiums that they would have paid just a year ago.
When you divide up $12.7 million by nearly 4,000 of these local governments, it doesn't sound like much money for each one of them.
On a basis like that, you're probably correct, but you've got some very small, obviously, townships and other government entities that don't pay a lot of premium anyway. I don't have the figures in front of me, but for some of the larger entities, the city of Cleveland, the Cleveland City Schools, the city of Columbus, it gets to be pretty significant money that's coming back to them today.
And this isn't the first time these rates have been cut?
Last year, we were also able to do a 5% rate reduction for the public sector entities. So this is an additional 5. In total, we're talking about $40 million in savings in premium costs from where they were just 2 years ago. And some have told me that this may be the lowest rate for public entities in 30 years. We're seeing less injuries in Ohio. It's a credit to the safety programming that these employers as well as private employers are doing. And all those type of things, along with good investment returns down at the Bureau, are helping us to keep these rates low.
What about the benefits that actually go to injured workers? Have they been cut?
Absolutely not. There hasn't been any change in the statute in terms of what the benefits for injured workers are. In fact, we're using that as our main area of concentration. How do we get better care for our injured workers?
Former Governor George Voinovich once criticized Ohio's workers' comp system as being so expensive it was what he called the silent killer of jobs. How do you assess the system these days?
Well, I think there's been a ton of improvements since Governor Voinovich said those type of things. The ability to get claims into our system has improved a ton. We're doing a much higher quality job of treating the injured workers. We were able to decrease premiums for the private sector employers by 4%. We've saved them about $130 million there. This $40 million savings for local governments. I think the system's operating well. That's not to say there aren't a number of things we need to improve, but we continue to focus each day on sort of two themes here. Prevention, how do we avoid injuries, and care, how do we take better care of our workers? Because ultimately, if somebody's hurt in the workplace and we can get them good quality care, they're going to be able to get back and be working for that employer, but also be taking care of themselves and their family again.